This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour for Tuesday, the 17th of October. Doug Steffen here presenting the DJV Experience, another exciting way for us to tell you off. In order to tell each other off or to figure out what's going on in the world. Boy, that CBS 60 Minutes piece that we were talking about yesterday at this time has sure shaken things up, and it's about time. The opioid epidemic in our country, and the fallout from the investigation, and the discussion of what's been said on television, and a lot of radio focus on this. Very interesting on both parties how this has come down. Jennifer, did you talk about this yesterday on your morning program in Los Angeles, or the one out in the Hidden Valley?
Not too much, but it was a topic of conversation because President Trump and Mitch McConnell held an impromptu press conference, and that was one of the questions that was asked of him by one of the reporters, and he, to his credit, said that he was just, you know, he was hearing about this and he was going to check into it. And the other one that I saw that was tuned up about it was Joe Manchin, who's a senator from West Virginia, who has had a problem, and obviously a lot of these areas that have, you know, maybe 2,000 people in their population have been getting an onslaught of millions of pills of different opioid drugs, and he's not too happy about it. So I was glad to see him out and talking about it. I feel like Congress needs a champion so that they know they can't get away with this kind of behavior with being in the pocket of Big Pharma.
In themselves,
to be the guy.
Themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the senator said, as I look here, nobody knew. There's no oversight. Mm-hmm. A bill has to be, well, there's a bill that has been, the discussion started with a bill that basically indemnifies all the drug companies from being sued. That's how bad this has gotten. That's how much control that's how much control the drug companies have over certain members of the Congress. So Senator Claire McCaskill introduced a bill yesterday to repeal the law that was passed last year, and certainly this will stop whatever laws were going to be passed. But again, you know what this reflects upon as much as anything else? The fact these people don't do their work. They don't know. They say, well, last year, I didn't know that's what that bill said. Remember Pelosi saying, we'll pass the bill now and we'll read it later or fix it later or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's like, who's reading the bills if the people passing them aren't reading them?
No.
It makes me wonder how much longer that's going to last. I mean, there's only so long that you can make those excuses that you just didn't know. I mean, at some point you are supposed to be held accountable for the decision that you make. And I think sooner rather than later, these incumbents are going to be held responsible.
Senator Orrin Hatch says he has a $10 million campaign, and he got $177,000 from the drug industry, but he shouldn't be held accountable. I don't know who's giving me money. Well, really? And I've always had a lot of respect
for
Orrin,
by the way.
But yeah,
that's
right.
So
the reason this thing rings a bell with me as much as anything else is because my son is a drug and alcohol counselor in Los Angeles, and his clients are 14 to 18-year-old, for the most part, 14 to 18-year-old youngsters, mostly male, probably 2-to-1 male over a female. There are some adults, names that you've all heard that are famous that have used his help and expertise to get themselves straightened out, sorted out. But it's just so rampant. It isn't just among the rich and the famous. This is something that gets right down to the core of families everywhere. Because who hasn't had, can you find someone in your circle of friends who hasn't had some kind of prescription for something like this at some point in their lives? I've got stuff that I was given last year when I had a bronchial infection. I took two of them, and the rest of them are still sitting downstairs in the
cabinet.
Why
would they give you an opioid for bronchitis?
I have the slightest idea. You tell me. Once I found out what it was, And this is a doctor I've been going to for a long time that I trust. Not like I was going to see somebody new. It's just everywhere. And this, they get, as you know, this is something to talk to both of our doctors about, how much incentive there is for some doctors to write these prescriptions. They get a kickback. And so
they get more than that in a lot of cases.
Sorry, Victoria?
They get more than a kickback in a lot of cases.
How do you mean?
They've had their children's college tuition debt paid off. I mean,
really?
This is hundreds of thousands of dollars. This isn't just like, here's a $10,000 bonus. I mean, these are vacations that are paid for. I mean, there's so much money. There's actually a website that you can go and, I forget the name of it now, we have to look it up, but you can go and see how much money each special interest has given to your local senator and to your state senator. It's unbelievable when you see even people that you wouldn't think would be associated with certain special interest groups, and there's the money. So it's follow the money. And Jennifer's totally right. I think that there's no longer an excuse. You can't say, oh, I didn't read the bill, or oh, I didn't show up that day for that vote. You can't do that. We're paying you as American citizens to be there and to read these things. You are our proxy. And if you don't do your job, then you're out.
Is it opensecrets.org?
That's one of them, yes. Okay. That is one, too. Yep.
I'm going to post that. Facebook.com/DJV Show. I think that would be good to
post
that. Yeah,
let's just see if there are other ones, too. But it looks like you can go on here and see all of the different Congress people and your senators, members of the House, everyone.
Yeah.
And
how much they get.
Who they're getting money from.
So
much of this relies on the grassroots movement, though, because for so long, people have either just been apathetic or they just don't care about these decisions, or they say they care, but then they don't act on it. I mean, a lot of this
has to... You're talking about average people, or you're talking about people...
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about Victoria and Kara. I mean, we can say we're going to hold people accountable, but until we do, then there's a problem. I mean, that was the question that I asked Victoria yesterday.
Well, how do you do that? Do you go after them, or you just make sure you vote for the other person? How do you do that?
It's a question, and it means something. And I asked Victoria this yesterday very seriously, not to get into political debate at all. But if Cory Booker has sold out to Big Pharma, then is he going to be an option for you when he either A, runs for re-election in the Senate, or when he runs for president in 2020? Is he going to be an option? And the answer, I think, if we're really serious about holding people accountable, and that goes for Republicans and Democrats, then the answer has to be no. But
there has to be somebody coming up against him, too. There has to be somebody.
Play the lesser of two evil games. Well, if there's not, then we need to run people. And I think that's it. Whether you like Steve Bannon or you hate Steve Bannon, one of the best things that he's been talking about in all of this nonsense after he's left the White House is that he's trying to empower the grassroots movement to get people who are just insiders out. And I think there needs to be an equivalent to Steve Bannon on the Democratic side, because he's working with, obviously,
Republicans. Or somebody better
candidates.
Than Bannon on the Republican side.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's the message, is to empower the grassroots movement so that you start running people, because most people don't have a gazillion dollars to run. You need grassroots support to get people elected now.
Yeah, you sure do.
Yeah.
So the DEA on their side of things says it has taken action against far fewer distributors under the law that is in question that this whistleblower talked about when he named names and told stories on the CBS piece. And I'm not here to plug CBS, but if you want to go to the CBS website, you can find out about Tom Marino, who is one of the baddies, and you can find out about this fellow who was the whistleblower, whose name I can't remember, but it begins with an M if I remember. Anyway, the DEA says that they have issued half as many suspension orders this year than they did last year under this law. And by the way, it's doctors who are getting it in the neck, not the distributors and the drug companies. That's who gets it now. They have removed 900 registrations from reckless doctors over the past 7 years. Most of them were before this year. And when I say reckless, there have been 10,000 cases reported, that is, complaints to the DEA about doctors and selling this stuff. There were, before this bill was passed a couple of years ago, 2,000 arrests a year. And some of them are people who are in the, you know, sort of in the trenches. But 64,000 people last year who died of overdoses of this opioid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like a few people are croaking. This is major stuff. Overdoses, suicides, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, again, I don't have to be a champion for CBS, and I'm not a big fan of the reporter. I think he's kind of a lightweight most of the time, but he's managed to get himself a pretty good tackle here, and it's not going to hurt him, but it's not about him. It ought not to be about him anyway. A lot of other
but it's just great that it made it to air and that it's now a national conversation in terms of, I mean, it was a national conversation in terms of what the crisis was, but having this now be a whistleblower type aspect, that's great. I mean, there's so many other stories, you know, we've been hearing about the Harvey Weinstein stuff and that story's been killed for how long? So, I mean, it's great that this actually made it to light,
so
whether he's
know.
A good reporter or not.
Here's what the DEA administrator who got fired last month, Chuck Rosenberg, who was in charge of the agency from May of 2015 until earlier this month, he was fired. He says he hasn't seen the 60 Minutes story and won't look at it. So there's a guy who's got his head right up his butt. But the guy that was Marino, wasn't he the one who was appointed, and whether that'll get washed away or not under all of this, he's one of the real bad ones. And according to the report, he was the one who's been appointed to replace this guy. And he was one. He was taking more money than anybody else, I think, from the drug company. So it's good. Keep talking about it. Let's let everybody know. Let's get people thinking. Let me get you something else to think about for a second. When it comes to health, your well-being is very important. You know, a lot of conversations from sponsors on this program. People come here because they know they have a good arena. They have a good atmosphere. They have a good way to tell their message. And so if you didn't know about Balance of Nature, you don't know about the difference that comes from being able to absorb, if you will, to take in phytonutrients every day in a way you don't even know, most of you, what phytonutrients are, right? You know what phytonutrient is, Jennifer?
No clue. It sounds like a plant.
Well, that's close. Okay, what about...
That's what I would say. That's my answer.
Okay, and you, Kara, you know what a phytonutrient is? She's going to look it up because that's what she does.
I concur. Phyto. It's sounds like a dog.
It's
dog nutrients.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The dog. F is not how it starts. It's P-H-Y-T-O. Phyto. Nutrients. Phyto.
Does anybody have a dog named Phyto, by the way?
Phyto, F-I-D-O, or P-H-Y-T-O.
F-I-D-O. It's a good thing we have Doug here to teach us all about that.
I'll bet you that after this, somebody will name their new dog today Phyto.
I like it.
P-H-Y-T-O. Or, well, anyway, Phyto. This is about nutrition. Phyto refers to green or growing. And the atmosphere, you have photosynthesis, it's a derivative of that, which is the exchange of oxygen in the trees and the whatever is green, the lawn, that's how we get oxygen. So you need to get these nutrients into your body. The nutrition that comes from these vitamins, that come from these nutrients, is imperative if you're going to have a really strong immune system going into the fall. And boosting your immune system by 700% is the guarantee of Balance of Nature. So go to balanceofnature.com, use the code DJV, order yourself some fruits and veggies. The fruits are encapsulated, the veggies are encapsulated. Yep, you're going to get it. Now, wait a minute, Doug told me to order fruits and veggies, and what I got is a couple of jars of capsules that have, yes, they have the capsules that are, if you open them up, you see the powder in there. Those are all the fruits. 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables in each of those capsules cost you 22 cents a piece. Oh, and by the way, first month is free. Get a free month supply as you order for the first time from balanceofnature.com. You can hear me excited about this because it works. It's great. A free month supply, balanceofnature.com. Get those nutrients today. Use the code DJV.
Hello, man.
Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Country music news these days, and these are words and music by Montgomery Gentry. The this is, what is the song? Folsom? No, that's not, what's the name of this song?
Better Me.
Better Me. Okay, got it. All right. So this, the group is named Montgomery Gentry. Am I on safe territory here, Gentry? Troy Gentry
just passed away. Actually, it was it must have been right before 9/11, because that was when I went to Colorado last month, and I think he passed away that Friday. He just impromptu, he was at a concert venue, and someone said, "Hey, you want a helicopter ride?" And he said, "Sure." And the helicopter crashed, and it just very tragic. He had a wife and kids and all kinds of people left behind.
Apparently, they had just put raps on a new album, which won't be released until next year. First single off the album, though, is this song, and Eddie Montgomery released a video to promote the song featuring clips of his time with Troy. So, it's kind of sad reality, huh? Eddie says it's hard not to get emotional by seeing the footage of the two of them together. Quote, "What can I say? This song says it all. Troy never sounded better. Video is like a walk down memory lane for me and for T. Roy over the years. So many great memories. I'm glad to share this with our friends." So I must admit to not knowing much about, I'm not certainly the country fan or expert that you are, Jennifer. These people have been around for a while, have they?
Yeah, a very long time. Probably, well, I mean, in perspective, at least over a decade, 15, 20 years probably.
Yeah.
And Troy Gentry and Eddie Montgomery are who make up this band. Eddie Montgomery is actually the brother of John Michael Montgomery, who was a huge country star during the 90s. So they've been definitely a piece of the music scene for a long time.
Well, it's a sad reality, but it is what it is. While we're in the country music section of the department store here, let's go back to the fabulous era of Johnny Cash. And looking at this when I first got started here, thinking, where's Folsom Prison? And here it is.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Didn't step on it, Victoria. This guitar. Listen to this guitar. How they tune
but
this
that
guitar.
Train keeps rolling.
Move your toes
down
your feet.
San Antonio.
California City of Folsom, thank you, Doug, has completed the second section of its Johnny Cash Trail, paying tribute to his 1968 album, At Folsom Prison, which was recorded. You can see this video all over the place, and it's really cool. The songs that came, I think the one that I like the best is A Boy Named Sue, the rendition he sings at Folsom Prison. His daughter, Cindy Cash, gave an emotional speech as she cut the ribbon on this past weekend, including a festival, fun runs, and a community bike ride. Obviously, Ed Sheeran didn't take place. Didn't have a role in that, though, Kara. First section of the 2.5-mile trail opened 3 years ago. Second phase completed. The biking section of the trail, which traverses prison property, links to other trails. So if somebody's trying to escape from prison, this is going to be a big help for them. Be good. Cindy Cash choked up as she spoke of her father's humble nature and how he honored these people in the prison. He was in prison himself for drug use. You knew that, right? Everybody here knew that Johnny Cash spent some time in the clink.
Yeah.
I wasn't being facetious about Ed Sheeran and biking. So those of you who don't know the story, if you didn't see the photo of him and the message posted yesterday regarding his health, the photo shows his right arm in a cast and his left wrist in a sling because he had a bike accident riding around. So are you on top of that, Kara?
I am on top of that. I'll tell you more about it later.
Really, it's 28 after the hour.
Well, I pray when I'm dead and the ages shall roll.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
ThePowerMall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, the October malaise has come upon us. It's the 2 weeks before Halloween, and what some people think is the beginning of the holiday season. So let's celebrate on the DJB Experience with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We all, every day, have something to celebrate. If you're selling things other than wine, if you're in the business of selling wine that doesn't come from domestic sources, you're probably happy. Even though the disaster of the fire continues, I don't know if there's an update, Jennifer. I know you're talking
actually,
about this show,
My dad hosts the food, wine, and travel show, and I filled in for him yesterday and had one of our hosts up there give me an update as to what's going on. And it seems that there's a little bit of good news. I think it's about 45% contained, but there are still these hot spots that are popping up. So they're not necessarily out of the woods yet, but it's definitely better than, of course, it was like a week ago at this time. But now they have a lot of digging out to do, and there are still many people who are missing. I think the death toll is at 41 right now, and so the worry is as they start to comb through that, that the death toll is going to rise. But, boy, it's devastating. People's homes, people's lives, and a lot of businesses, a lot of wine industry damage. There are people that have their tasting rooms and all of their buildings just completely gone off the map, and they all they can do is just wait and start over again in 2018. So tough time for them.
One wonders, you're the wine expert here, the sommelier among us, and we are focused on the wine regions in our country, but if you go to Europe, to Spain, to Italy, to France, and that area produces, what, half the wine in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Worst harvests in decades because of the weather over there. Europe, because of the weather and the production in the southern hemisphere, wildfires, California. I mean, look at all these things together. If you're a big wine drinker, you're going to be paying a lot of dough for... can you imagine? Europe produces 14.5 billion liters of wine a year. And that's this year's expected production. That's down 14% from last year. Wow. That's a lot of wine, man.
Yeah.
Sure is. Speaking of the bad weather... In Europe, the hurricane that's affecting Ireland, Victoria, and England is Hurricane Ophelia.
Yeah.
Three people dead. This is something that rarely happens. A hurricane makes it all the way, sort of starts and boomerangs, but it didn't affect us at all. The National Police in Ireland told reporters two people are dead already. Another person fatally injured with a chainsaw while trying to remove a tree that fell during the storm. The other two died when trees fell on top of their cars. You can see footage if you go online. Just put storm/Cork County, and you'll come up with all the visible damage, the story. It looked just like any other big hurricane with the strong winds, the heavy rain. Trees were being uprooted all over the place. Nobody's got any power. One of the strongest storms to hit Ireland since Hurricane Debbie back in 1961, which is the only storm in weather history to make landfall in Ireland, at hurricane strength anyway.
Yeah.
And so England's going to get wiped. It'll calm down a little bit before, but it's still it's very, very unusual for them to get a storm like this. You get some North Atlantic storms that come across during the bad weather months from, like, December through early to mid-March. But it's not our weather here, even though if you look at a map, Ireland, England, the British Isles are north of Halifax. North, they're kind of almost on a par with Iceland in, if you go to the northern tip of England. So you would think if all things were equal that it would be cold there. But it hardly, in the years I've been going to England, I spent a lot of time there when my daughter was in school. And we mowed the lawn every time I went over there. I went every month during the wintertime, and I'd mow the lawn. So they don't have it. You get down to 35 or 40, but hardly ever would you get a freeze. I think last year they had some snow there, and it's not. I mean, you can
and
get
Ireland
snow.
Is even and Ireland's even stranger further. than England in that sense. I mean, Ireland pretty much never drops below 45, and so and it's just the weirdest weather. I mean, I've been there in July when it was freezing, and I've been there in December on Christmas morning when it was 61, 62, and sunny.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
the most bizarre weather. But I had never even heard of a hurricane affecting England or Ireland or Scotland. And I, of course, reached out to my family, and everybody was, you know, the whole country in Ireland was put on lockdown. No one was allowed to leave. They had a curfew. They told people not to drive. The school roof blew off in Cork County. The stadium, the soccer stadium there, it's sort of like an overhang over the seats. The whole thing collapsed. I mean, it was just it's crazy to see some of this footage. You just never see that kind of stuff in England,
there.
Ireland, France.
Uh-uh.
Never.
Global warming! That's what it is.
It is. I mean, it's climate change.
Climate change. Yep. All right, as long as we're traveling around the world, shall we go to China for a moment or two, ladies? Let's take a trip to China.
I don't really have a desire.
No.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you had postcards.
Well,
I was watching a travel show last night in Bangkok. I'm like, do I have any desire at all to go to any part of Asia? I'm like, no.
It looks very crowded and like they eat weird things and
smog.
Well, for the purposes of this bit, would you like to...
We'll go.
Sure, we'll go with you.
Go to China.
Okay, just for a minute or
so. You know why, Dougie?
Why is that,
Because I like Chinese.
Right, Kara, if you're really on the ball, you'd...
I just like making Kara have to play this song.
I know you do, Jen, but too bad I'm not on the ball today. It's a Tuesday. It's just, you know, what are you going to do?
We'll get somebody who can do the job better on Tuesday then, I guess.
Oh! Wow.
Okay, well, in that case, I'll just take Tuesdays off.
Be careful, Doug.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a study today from China suggesting life is changing. And the remember, you've heard me laugh and tell this story a few times. My experience in China, which was, I mean, heavens, might have almost 20 years ago. Man, I don't think it's that long ago, but it's 15, 20 years ago. The fellow I had who was my guide and translator, he used to talk to me laughingly about Western corruption. When McDonald's was coming in and the foods were changing and Chinese food... To us is not what Chinese food really is, but yet the Chinese food that you find here and in England and Europe was making its way into China. Now, that was part of Western corruption. Chinese people were getting fat. Now, because of the fact that Chinese people are becoming richer, more powerful, the new president is really shifting the way the country is headed so that it would be much more Western. And as a result of that, divorces are sharply rising, and the marriage rates are going down sharply. So, and you look at the stories of people who would be of marrying age, let's say, I don't think Kara's a marrying age, but Jennifer is, and certainly Victoria is. They're both either, well, Jennifer's getting married, and Victoria's gotten married. So the average person who's tying the knot over there is 29, men 29, women 20. That's pretty interesting. 29-year-old, isn't that? Yeah.
Wow.
I suppose it's, yeah. Anyway, there is so much focus on career that they don't. The men don't want to get married, and so whether that's it's hard to know whether the trend is prevalent with women, whether women are thinking the same thing. But I guess you take two to tango, and of course there's a big problem in China. Problem in quotation marks, the government thinks it's a big problem. All the gay men who are wandering around from city to city looking for jobs, there were, you know, remember during, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, when women were forced to have abortions if they had female fetuses. So the population of men increased dramatically and women were, you couldn't even find women around. So that's caused, the ripple effect has been there were more men to work, but now there are too many people to work, and there also are no companions for men, so the men become companions of each other.
That's so not how that works.
Well, it is how it worked over there, because there is a huge population of men. It may not be the way it normally works, but anyway, in this instance...
You know what, though? I read a really interesting story recently about how, because it's still unacceptable to be gay, that there is a huge population, and it's not because that was their last resort, the only thing that they could do. It's just that I think that there are a lot of closeted people, because feel...
Everywhere.
And there are a ton of men who marry women over there, and they're gay, but their only option is to marry women because it's unacceptable.
Yeah, right. And you can't find any women to marry. And by the way, in the Middle East, don't you, if you are gay, don't they kill you in many of the countries in the Middle East?
Yes.
Or they cut off your ding-a-ling or something. I don't know what they do, but I know it's not acceptable.
A lot of, Russian countries too, like, or not Russian countries,
Eastern,
that sounds Eastern European bloc countries, like what was it, Chechnya.
Where they basically said, oh, we can't be torturing gay men because they don't exist here.
One of the things in China,
Vladimir Putin.
Right,
one of the, he gets first, we give him the first shot, in China it's not considered appropriate to marry a woman who makes more money than you, so you can't, that's a cultural wham doozle bunga. You can't, you don't marry somebody who is making more money than you are. Women don't marry. Men are supposed to, the culture mandates that men have to marry women who are not making as much money as they are. But and a lot of women have gone to work, obviously. So this is interesting to see how the culture is changing there. They have their own baby boomer problem, but it won't become a problem until 2050. But the population, as it grows in that direction, will tax government services terrifically, tremendously. So I thought you'd be interested in knowing that. Are you all with me on that? Did you find that an interesting piece of information? Yay or nay?
Sure, yes. Yay.
Well, doesn't sound like there's too much enthusiasm from the other two. All right, let's get to the sports news. You ready for that? At least, Kara, can you do that much of your job? Can you hit the sports button at least?
Wow.
I can take us to a commercial break.
Oh, you're going to do the sports now?
I can do the sports, but not if you keep saying it like that.
Well, come on.
All right, here we go. Now, ladies, do you guys know anything about sports? Can you do that much of your job today? Or, like, should we find a random guy who can tell the story?
I asked my husband for help on sports.
Right. I said to Lewis last night, what are sports?
Uh-huh. Very cute. All right, Victoria Al Michaels says, apologize for a joke. Why does he have to apologize for this joke? Maybe we're making jokes about Harvey Weinstein.
I know. And for whatever reason, there's a backlash to everyone who seems to be making a joke about this. James Corden faced it over the weekend, and now Al Michaels. He was, of course, on the air during Sunday Night Football. The Giants were playing the Broncos. And during the third quarter, Al Michaels said, let's face it, the Giants are coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein, and they're up by 14 points. I mean, it's, you know, a little side comment he made. Chris Collinsworth, his part, I know, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Chris Collinsworth, who was his partner in the booth, said, only my L.A. guy comes up with that one. And then Al Michaels said, all you have to do is read the papers, any paper. And he's right.
Collinsworth is from Cincinnati. Didn't get around much anymore, apparently.
So then later on in the broadcast,
like, be outraged about people that, I don't know, be outraged about Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Don't be, I mean, I didn't think it was that funny, and I didn't think it was that, like, appropriate, but it was just, it made it worse when he had to put a light on it and apologize.
Well, the thing is every normal person is also making jokes about this.
Yeah.
I've made jokes about this.
This is all anyone's talking about. I mean, in every context, this is all of my friends were texting about it. I mean, my mom, how about that Harvey Weinstein? I mean, it's everywhere. This is just the
biggest
story.
Hey, Mom, how about that Harvey Weinstein?
I mean, this is just the biggest story right now. So, you know, for anyone to make a comment about it, that's normal. It would be like making a comment about O.J. I mean, O.J. at the time was, you know, a cultural phenomenon in that sense, and it's the same thing. So I don't understand why everyone's attacking the people making comments about it. But anyway, Al Michaels did have to apologize on the air, which, like Jen said, made it awkward, and obviously someone told him he needed to do it. So,
All right, Jennifer, Dale Earnhardt and the NASCAR circuit, what's happening with him?
Yeah, my uncle was going crazy, actually, about this story, because Dale Earnhardt is getting ready to retire. This is his last season, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and he was in a race. There were only five cars left, and so we thought that he was going to win. Apparently, he lost anyway, Dale Earnhardt Jr. And Amy Earnhardt won't just be sitting around after he retires from NASCAR at the end of the season. They'll be new parents, according to their Instagram account. Dale posted a picture of a pink baby Chuck Taylor and wrote, excited to share the wonderful news that Miss Amy Earnhardt and I are expecting our first child, a little girl. We're both thrilled and can't wait to meet her. So that'll keep him busy in retirement.
Good. Good for him. All right, let's see. We have a few seconds to remind you about how fabulous the new deal is for MyPillow users, MyPillow.com, bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one, get one free. You all hear about the fabulous experiences we all have with our pillow. You've probably had them yourself. If you haven't bought a MyPillow, now's the time to do it, because you can get two for the price of one at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, all right? MyPillow.com, code DJV. Two pillows for the price of one.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now 53 past the hour, as it becomes Tech Talk time on the DJB Experience. Victoria Keelan is generally considered among the ladies on the staff to be the most knowledgeable, although Kara is no slouch either, and Jennifer knows her way around, but Victoria kind of studies this stuff and knows what is latest and greatest here. Delta Airlines has a new app, and there's other transportation news connected to the technology world that I guess concerns Lyft and Uber, so let's get to that right after this.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money. And it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross-Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about
about money doesn't always have to be awkward if you follow some simple tips. Having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friends again.
All right, this is no Jane Doe. This is Victoria Keelan with the story from Delta Airlines. Going to help you check into your next flight. How is this different from the app that's apparently available most everywhere? I see people on American, when I'm flying, using it all the time. It's like going into the movies with an app on your computer. What's the
right.
big deal?
Well, the Fly Delta app has been around, but the new update is that it automatically checks you in 24 hours before you're scheduled to depart. So this basically, they're saying that they want to make checking in a lot easier. So anyone who's booked on a flight, you will automatically be checked in as soon as you open the app. You don't even need to do anything. You just launch the app and you're automatically checked in. So there are some issues with this. Delta claiming that they want to make this a lot easier for passengers. However, if you don't want to check into your flight, if you have an emergency or something, you know, where you need to cancel at the last minute, if you're already checked in, then that can create some problems for you. So if you, this is an imperfect app update, and a lot of users are already complaining about it. This is part of Delta's, they say, multi-billion dollar investment into making the customer experience better. However, I don't know that this is actually going to be the way to do it. They are also running a test program at Reagan Washington National Airport where they're letting some customers, I don't know how they're determining which ones, but some customers are allowed to use fingerprint boarding passes. They're working on that technology too, which seems to be, that's a better update than automatically checking people in because if you check in and then you need to change your flight, you could be subjected to different fees and things like that. So, I don't know. I think if you fly a lot, I don't know that the Fly Delta app is the way to go.
Nah. All right. So, now, if you don't want to fly and you want to drive, or you want to get driven, let's find out what Uber and Lyft are up to.
Well, the popularity of Uber and Lyft is increasing traffic in big cities, according to new studies in public transportation. And apparently this is forcing people, or not forcing, but it's creating a lot more congestion in major cities like New York and L.A., which, hello, we don't need any more traffic congestion in either city. But apparently people who used to walk to places or cycle with using City Bike in New York especially, or use public transit, are now replacing those options with Uber and Lyft. And so this is creating a big problem. And they surveyed people in Boston, Chicago, LA, New York, DC, Seattle, and San Francisco. And they did this over 2 years since Uber and Lyft have been around. And they say that if citizens continue to gravitate towards these services, that this is going to put a huge strain on these cities that are already at near capacity. So after in the response to this study, a Lyft spokesperson says that they're now focusing on increasing occupancy in cars and working with transit agencies to try to fix this problem.
Wow.
Rideshare, you know, carpooling.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of people trying to get around and looking to not spend a lot of money buying cars is part of the whole focus. Good job. Thank you for
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.